Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can make a sponsorship for any point in the future at any time, but for the day prior, today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Danira of Birchat Eliyahu in Far Rockaway, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Danira slowly reciting our now four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Vechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Deneroth.
Shalom Aleichem to everybody. It's a great honor for giving me this privilege to be able to speak to everybody and to give over a little Divrei Chizuk to everybody and to myself. Especially recently with all the things that have been taking place in the world and to Am Yisrael especially, and many people, many of us want to make a change and we want things to become better and we want to make the world a great place and everybody wants to be able to live in peace and tranquility. And a lot of people sometimes think to themselves, what can we do to make the world a better place? How can we affect everything that's happening? You know, sometimes things happen in Eretz Yisrael, and we're here, and we want to help, but we can't. I'm going to share a story. There's a midrash in Bereshit that has a story with Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili was a very righteous individual, a very great rabbi, and he had a wife, which happened to have been a difficult lady to deal with. And every time he would come home, his wife would give him a hard time, and she would speak to him in a not such a nice manner. Whenever he would bring his Talmidim home, she would speak to him in a way that wouldn't be so respectful. And his Talmidim asked him, Rabbi, why are you still married to her? She's such a difficult lady. Why don't you leave her and find yourself a new wife? He said he knows that she's not for him, but he doesn't have the means to separate from her. He doesn't have the means to support her after, and so on. So one day, Rav Elezer ben Azariah, one of the Talmidim of Yossi HaGalili, was sitting and learning with his rabbi, and they decided to go to Rav Yossi HaGalili's home for lunch. And when they got there, Rav Yossi HaGalili looked into the pot, and he saw on the side of the pot, he saw that there was a chicken inside the pot. And he asked his wife, what's for lunch? And his wife said, vegetables. And his Talmud was there, and he heard what was happening. And the rabbi took out the lunch, and he ate it with his Talmud, and his Talmud told him, Rabbi, your wife told you it's vegetables or the chicken, you know, and he realized that the relationship here is not of all the greatest. And he started to speak to him and started to try to understand why is he still with her. And the rabbi told him the whole situation. He said, don't worry, Rabbi. He said, if you feel like she's not for you, you could separate from her and I'll take care of all the finances afterwards and I'll take care of the ketubah and so on. And that's what happened. Rav Yossi HaGalili's wife, who is now not his wife anymore, she got remarried to somebody, he was the guard of the city. And they were married and everything was fine and everything was good, and then one day the guard of the city got sick and he lost his vision, and now they needed to go out and collect tzedakah from one place to the next. And as they were going around collecting tzedakah, he would tell his wife, let's go on this specific block, the rabbi here is very generous. Rav Yossi HaGalili got remarried after, and he happened to have become very wealthy. He made a couple of investments, and he became very successful. So the wife of this security guard told him, no, she doesn't feel comfortable. You know, she was previously married to him. She doesn't want to ask him for money, and so on. And a day or two went on, And the guard who became sick, he told his wife, you know, we're desperate, we need to go. And she didn't want to go. He got very upset. He started to become a little bit violent. Rav Yossi Aglili heard something happening outside. He ran outside and he sees what's happening. And he sees his ex-wife over there, you know, not being treated nicely by her husband. He came to them and he asked, well, what's happening? And he found out the whole entire situation, that they're desperate, he got sick and so on. And he told them, don't worry, I'll take care of you. He said, I'll give you a place to stay and I'll take care of you financially and I'll give you everything that you need. And he took upon himself to take care of his ex-wife financially and took care of them and their lives and all the way. What's the lesson that we can learn from the story? The lesson is that sometimes in life, even if somebody does something difficult or somebody gives you a hard time, or if by his case scenario, his wife always mistreated him, but even so, they didn't stop him from being kind and compassionate and forgiving to her and to help them in any way possible that he can. We find something interesting also by Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was sitting and he was talking to Hashem when he was sick, and the third day after his circumcision, Hashem came to visit him, and he was sitting and talking to Hashem, and then three individuals came by and he ran out to greet them. Everybody asks, how could it be that Avraham Avinu, while he was in the middle of talking to Hashem, he ran out to greet these three individuals? So the answer, Avraham Avinu was talking to Hashem, but emulating Hashem is greater than talking to Hashem. When he ran out to greet them and bring them into this house, he was acting with kindness and he was being generous, and that's considered emulating Hashem, being like Hashem. Being like Hashem is greater than talking to Hashem. At a time like this, where the world is the way it is, and we're trying to make the world a better place, and we're trying to help and so on, it's brought down in the Sefarim, the way we behave to other people, and the way we behave to each other, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards us, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards the world. And it's a time where I feel like myself and everybody else, we should be strengthening ourselves and emulating Hashem, and behaving like Hashem. When we're kind and we're compassionate and we're forgiving to one another and we're able to accept one another for who we are and to focus on each other's good and to try to, you know, forgive when people say something or do something. When we behave in such a fashion, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with us the same way. That even though, you know, there might be different things, there might be different things that, you know, bring down justice and so on, but it says that people that are able to be maver al the amida, people that are able to forgive and be compassionate and forget and still be kind and nice and emulate Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings those attributes into the world and Hashem behaves towards us the same exact way. So us as a whole, as Am Yisrael, it's really up to us, this mission of making the world a better place and changing the world. And I feel like that should be something that we should be working on more, and is try to emulate Hashem as much as possible. Let's try to be nice and sensitive and be kind to people and to be careful what we say. And sometimes people might come off the wrong way, but to forgive and to treat everybody like you would want to treat your children to treat each other. And when your children treat each other in a nice way and they're loving and kind towards each other, it develops one big beautiful family, we could call it. So it's also with us and Hashem. When we behave like Hashem, we emulate Hashem, we become kind and compassionate, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes very kind and compassionate with each other as well, with us as well. With that, we'll say a couple of chapters of Tehillim. We'll start with chapter Chaf, which is chapter 20. Lam Nateach Mizmor Le David Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishnach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha Yidash Nesena Yiten Lecha Chenvavecha Ve'chol Atzatecha Yimale Nelanena Mishuatecha V'shem Elohenu Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishanotecha עתה ידעתי כי ישיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו בשמי קודשו, וגבולות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, אנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. היי מה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו מניתות דעדה. אדוני ישע מנך יעננו ביום קורנו. שיר המעלות. Mizmor le David Adonai ro lo echsar Binot desha yerbiteni alme menohot in alini. Nafshi shaviv yanheni bemagli tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech begeis al mavet lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha neimayin hamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan eget uradai. Deshante b'shemen roshi kosvaya. אך טוב החסד ינדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בית אדוני לאורך ימים. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן עמוד דגלך, אנו יבנום שומרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שמלך, אדוני צנך, על יד ימיניך, למעם השמש, נויקקה ולך ולילה. אדוני שמוך מקורה, נשמור את נפשך. אדוני שמותתך, ובריך, מעתה ואדוני, אמן. שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך, אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיה נזניך קשבות לכל תחנוני. אם אמונות אשמריה, אדוני מי יעמוד? כי מך שמחה למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי, ולי דברו אוכלתי. נפשי נא אדוני, ושומרים לבוקר, ושומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני חסד, והרבה מפדות, והוא יבדת ישראל מכל עוונותיו. ושברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן דוד שמו, יברך וירפא את החולים. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנוטים מצרם ושביה עומדים בין בים בין ביבשה, המקום ינחם עליהם ויוצאים מצרה לברכה ומאפלה לאורה משעבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zinneroff. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb of Congregation Beis Torah in Suffern, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.